Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting 7th. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Callison reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison scores. Allen moves to second. It's 1-0, Phillies. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Uecker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Hundley to Kessinger and they have Callison trapped. The throw over to Banks, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellsworth for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields the ball and throws to bunting covering. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene strikes out. There goes Allen. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 2 to nothing, Phillies. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. White steals second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 1 in the game. Uecker is walked intentionally. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Lynn's now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Lynn's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn's hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellsworth for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart bunts, foul, towards third. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Keene batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Phillies. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uecker hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger bunts in front of the plate. Hooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunning strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Callison hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Groat reaches second base with a double. Taylor moves to third. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lins is 0-for-1 in the game. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor scores. Groat moves to third. It's 4-0, Phillies. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing left field. George Altman pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Phillies. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Banks, and towards Stewart, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Uecker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Uecker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Phillies. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bunning is 0-for-3 in the game. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Groat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing shortstop. John Herrenstein pinch hits for Don Kessinger. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Herrenstein strikes out. One out. Wes Covington pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Covington hits a pop-up towards third. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.